الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. On one occasion, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy plastering the wall of his hut, of his home. And it happened to be that he was on the outside of his home and he was plastering the wall. And as he was plastering the wall because it needed some repairs. And as he was repairing or plastering the wall, the Prophet ﷺ happened to pass by him. And when the Prophet ﷺ passed by him, he himself narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said to him that while watching him plaster this wall, that death is nearer to you. And then the Prophet ﷺ simply continued moving forward. So this companion, he narrates this particular incident, and the ulama, they explicate this incident. And the understanding of our scholars concerning this incident is that although the man was plastering the wall and was fixing something that needed to be fixed, what the Prophet ﷺ was highlighting to him was that you have two things that need to be fixed. So here's a person, they're sitting in front of life, and there's two things that need to be fixed. Number one is this house that the wall is breaking down. But number two is one's own life. And when you look at which one needs to be fixed first, the one that's more important and more pressing is actually yourself rather than the wall. Because death is nearer, it's closer than the breaking down of that wall. So this is what the Prophet ﷺ was highlighting in this particular incident. Now, what's interesting is that here the Prophet ﷺ gave us an example of comparing two things. Comparing the work that we do on our homes and comparing the work that we do on ourselves for the deen. And, you know, putting these two things in contrast to one another because it helps us to understand things because of the fact that we tend to be so connected to our homes. And it's interesting that the ulama, from this sort of comparison, they draw out many, many important issues that can also be learned by making this type of comparison. For example, last week when we were sitting here, one of the things that we discussed was the idea of zakah. And one of the things that our scholars have written concerning zakah is that when a person has zakah that's due, they should pay that zakah immediately. Yani, as soon as they can. They shouldn't delay it. As soon as a person knows that they owe zakah, and as soon as they find a appropriate venue in which to spend that zakah, the scholars, they recommend that a person be quick in paying that zakah. And one of the ways by which the scholars explain this is they say that zakah is basically the filth of the wealth. It's the dirt of the wealth, right? And as I mentioned last week, when you take zakah out of the wealth, what you're taking is actually the filth from the wealth. And by removing the zakah, we purify the wealth. So theoretically, or at least you can say, you know, spiritually, that 2.5% that we remove from our wealth actually is the filth of the wealth. And so the example that the scholars give, they say, as far as paying zakah quickly, they say that, look, if you have garbage in your house, do you let the garbage sit in the house or do you take it and put it in the trash as soon as possible? You take it and put it in the trash as soon as possible because you don't want that garbage to smell up the rest of the house. So in the same way, when a person has zakah that's due, it behooves them to not delay it. Now sometimes you see people delay it and they forget about it, they don't remember it, they get confused about how much they owe. Immediately, when we know that zakah is due and that date comes upon us, then we know that we have a place that we can pay it, we should get rid of it as soon as we can. So this is one important example of, you know, comparing acts of the deen with acts that we perform in our daily routine in our homes. Another example that I vividly remember Sheikh Zulfikar was sitting with us once, and people were talking, and he gave this example, and this example came to my mind when I was also thinking about these two comparisons. He said that it's very shocking that in this day and age, when somebody comes to our homes, we're so careful about the way in which we present our homes. For example, you know that if there's going to be a party at your home and you're going to invite guests, you're very careful about cleaning up everything. You make sure that everything is clean. You clean the bathrooms, you clean the towels, you clean the floors. You want the house to be vacuumed. You want the entire house to be presentable because you know that you're going to show it to a bunch of people. So anytime we know that we are going to show our house to a bunch of people, we're very careful about making sure that it's clean. So Sheikh Zulfikar was speaking, and then he said that in the same way, we should be considering the fact that we're going to show ourselves to Allah. Well, on one hand, we show ourselves to people every day. I mean, we go out and we present ourselves before the rest of the community all the time. Do we make sure that we're, you know, clean and appropriate, for example, before we present ourselves to the masjid? Or even to the further degree, we're going to present our hearts before Allah one day. If we spend hours and hours and hours cleaning our houses before we show them to people, what about the person who's going to show their heart before Allah on the Day of Judgment? No effort goes into the heart, but people can spend so much time and so much money, and they make sure they have every particular cleanser to clean each thing. I have a wood cleanser to clean my wood. I have a granite polish to clean my granite. I have this to clean my marble floor, etc. So much effort placed in cleaning the homes because we're going to present them to people, but so little effort placed on the heart. The same individual who puts so much effort into the home should be someone who takes that time and puts it into their heart as well, because on the Day of Judgment, we have to present that to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will read our heart, and whatever good is in it will be seen, and whatever evil is in it will also be revealed. So wouldn't it make more sense to purify the heart and to clean the heart, recognizing that we're going to present it to Allah, or that Allah will weigh it on that day? So this is just another example of comparing the home to the deen. Similarly, you see that every person has a desire to upgrade their home. Everybody has a desire to upgrade their home. If somebody has 3 bedrooms, they want a fourth. Some people want a new home. Some people want a bigger yard. But you can ask anybody who has a home, do you have any desire in your home? And they'll all say something. I wish I could renovate my kitchen. I wish I could add a room. I wish I could upgrade the bathroom. I wish I could change the tile. Whatever it might be, everybody has some desire about their home. But do we have that same desire about the house of Allah? Do we come here and say, I wonder if we can increase, how we can increase the space in this home? I wonder how I can improve the parking situation in the home, in the house of Allah. I wonder how I can improve the atmosphere in the house of Allah. So we put so much emphasis again on our homes, but we sometimes don't put that same degree of emphasis on the house of Allah. Similarly, you know, when we so many people in their minds have a dream of building their own home. Many people have this dream in their mind that, you know, I wish one day I can build a home and I can build it exactly the way I want it. But how many people go about building their home, and how many people go about building a house for Allah? You can find dozens of people in the community who've built their own homes, but you find very few people in the community who have established the house of Allah. But where is the greater reward? The greater reward is not in, meaning, which is nearer to you? You know, death is nearer to you. So which is more important? If you build a home, that home is going to be sold to somebody else the day you die. But if you build a house for Allah, Allah will build a house for you in Jannah. It'll be waiting for you the day you die. Yani you'll inherit it the day you die, and eventually it'll become yours after all the judgment occurs. So which one was nearer to you? Which one was more important? Obviously, what was more important was making sure that we establish a house for Allah. So these are just a few examples of how the comparison between the effort that we place in our homes and the effort that we place in our deen. So anytime we do anything towards our homes, I think this is something that we should think about. You know, when we're repairing something, we should ask, have we repaired ourselves? Because we're also, just as the home wears down, we also wear ourselves down. You know, when we provide something for the home, we should ask, have we also provided it for the community as well? We're very careful about making sure we meet our expenses for our homes. But do we also meet our expenses when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to giving charity, etc.? This list can go on and on and on. But what's very interesting, and perhaps what is each person can use to derive for themselves, is that certainly the Prophet ﷺ compared the home to the way that we treat the deen in this one particular hadith. And then there's so many derivative things that arise from that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be among those who take care of ourselves just as we take care of the things that we do in this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whose aspirations are the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.